I finished work at 8 o'clock this morning, straight out onto the picket line. Unfortunately, the HSE and Department of Health have not entered into any discussions with their union, the MLSA, and this is very, very disappointing, and it's led to the situation that we're in today. We have 2 days this week of industrial action. No medical scientist wants to be on the picket. We want to be in doing our jobs, helping patients and helping the hospital run efficiently.
For over 20 years, there's been an acceptance at many levels nationally that there is an injustice in your pay structures and in your conditions, and that does need to be addressed. However, there doesn't seem to be any sense of urgency on the part of the minister or the department or the HSC to address that.
Yeah, it's very disappointing. 20 years ago, this was all approved. And again, we just kept our heads down over the last 20 years. We gave it in good faith that this was going to be sorted out. But unfortunately, here we are. Straw that broke the camel's back, COVID, the cyber attack, the increase in workload. Our own hospital, we have a 20% increase in workload in some of our departments. But again, too, we're looking at the very basics here. We can't fill 20% of the advertised and approved posts. And we also don't have pay parity. And that's one of the things that has led to the difficulties in filling these posts as well.
One of the things COVID did was focused the minds of the general public on the importance of labs, perhaps more so than ever has been done before. There is a new acceptance and appreciation of the importance of results, and particularly early results. You've just said you've come off a night shift. I mean, you've obviously been working all night doing tests and so on and so forth. Do you think that public awareness since COVID is going to help your case?
I think public awareness has increased a little bit since COVID, but it just gives a very narrow scope as to what we do. A lot of people don't realise we're involved in absolutely every patient journey. We're involved in 70% of all clinical diagnosis. We are involved in every blood transfusion. We are involved in every histology case. So if you've had surgery and now you had a biopsy taken, as well as all the routine blood sciences that we do as well, your cholesterol levels, your hemoglobin levels, all of that. So because there is only 2,500 of us in the country, you're still relatively an unknown profession. But what we're hoping is that the public will understand that while this, you know, action is absolutely regrettable, it is essential as well to show that we deserve equal pay for equal work within the laboratory.